of the hour on the Doug Stanford Good Day Monday program. Joining us for conversation, Rich McFadden. Although I'm not sure about the quality of his conversation today.
What are you talking about?
You sound like you're still asleep, for God's sake.
I'll make it up as I go.
Good morning.
Jennifer is here, though. She's always
sunshine.
Wise and wonderful. Ken Kessler is here. He's been working hard all night.
And I'm excited, Dougie.
Why is that?
Because my friend Roberta's back.
Roberta Fasinelli is here, the queen of Chiba. I almost thought she was gone, lost to the ages, but now she has returned and has a lot of great things. The queen of Chiba today. So I have something I heard about Michaels. You're always talking about Michaels?
Yes, the craft store.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to talk about glasses and what you can do in the glass department at Michaels. What else do you have for us from the queen of Chiba today, madame?
Okay, we've got some deals from Apple, straight from Apple, in fact. And we've got a backseat car organizer for kids just in time for summer vacation. Free contact lenses. Free coffee from Seattle.
Free
coffee. And free cash. Get cash for your old books. We'll tell you how.
All right, Jennifer, television report. Lots of info today, yes?
Lots of information today. Barbara Walters news, cancellations, renewals, and a brand new host over at Late Night.
Wow. Won't that be exciting?
Yeah.
It seems Lindsay Lohan wants to get out of the Betty Ford Center.
Yeah, because they won't give her drugs.
Adderall.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird how that
works.
It's a rehab place.
Hey, Lindsay,
they
won't
give
me
my drugs.
Bummer.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful, isn't it? That's
well, they're saying that she does have ADHD. They're not discounting that, but they said that there are so many other treatments there that they can give her instead of Adderall that are healthier for you, that don't cause the addiction issues that Adderall does, but she wants her Adderall. Gotta have it.
I've been neglectful of the O.J. Simpson news today. How many people?
Still in jail.
O.J. Simpson
trying to get out.
Wants to have his conviction overturned.
Yeah.
He is going to be back in court today, as a matter of fact, seeking to have his armed robbery and kidnapping conviction thrown out, serving 9 to 33 years in Nevada after perpetrating a sports memorabilia heist in Las Vegas. Remember, this
what
is back in 2008.
Serving 9 to 33 years?
9 to 33. His sentence was 9 to 33 years.
You can't do that.
I'm telling you.
They all are.
Yeah. It depends on your behavior.
You get put in for 25 years and you're out 5.
Yeah, right. So he's actually eligible for parole in another year.
So they sentence him to 33 years, but he's eligible for parole after 9.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, he was denied an appeal in 2010. If he loses this bid for a new trial, he will not be eligible for parole until he's 70 years old, 5 years from now. All right? So this was the example of getting O.J. for something. We can't get him for what he really did.
How are his poor children doing, I wonder?
You got to wonder that, don't you? Yeah. Mm. Yep, it is really an amazing reality.
Who has custody of the kids? Is it a family?
No, they've grown up by now. They're long gone in terms of, I think those kids must be in their
20s. They're Jennifer's age.
Yeah, 30s. Right.
Oh, really? Okay.
So
I'm
25.
OJ, get a new trial, 888-302-3684. Kenny, will you post that on let's see, what do we have? Twitter.com. No, why do I always do that backwards? It's Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. You also can see a picture of Meredith and me on our Pinterest page and also Facebook. Yesterday, Richie, we went to the Red Sox-Toronto Blue Jays game.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys did to go do something fun like that. That's not like you. It
well,
must be her.
At Fenway? Did you go to Fenway?
Yeah, I went to Fenway Park, sat near the dugout. It was really funny to watch the players as they come in and their reaction to the people who are sitting right there. They're always asking for balls. I haven't been to a baseball game since my father. My father was 89 on his birthday in May of 2000. What would that have been? 2003, died in 2004. 2003, 89th birthday. And my son and I always used to take him for every year for a ball game. And we were sitting in seats that weren't far from where we were yesterday. And up on the screen, because Brendan was dating the girl that was in charge of PR, and so she had a picture of him and a sign, "Happy Birthday, John Steffen."
That's cool.
And yeah, it was up on it was very cool. And my father, I said, "Look up on the thing," and he didn't get what I was saying until it was almost gone. But we fortunately got a picture of it. But anyway, the point is that a lot of people like to see what's going on, so we have these pictures at Pinterest, and oftentimes people post things at Facebook. But there are real issues here, and I wonder if we should ask about O.J. Simpson. Should he have a new trial, Kenny? We're going to just see what sort of thinking we're going to get slammed with. People saying,
That's
what? No.
Nobody
what?
Cares about O.J. anymore.
I don't think that's true. I think people don't care about
I think people could care less.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. You want to arm wrestle?
That should be the question then. Could you care less?
Do you care less? That's not good English. Do you care about O.J. Simpson?
Right.
Let's put it up that way, okay?
Do you give a rat's patootie?
No.
Rat's patooties. Rat's patooties in the focus here on the Good Day program. All right, so Roberta's had an interesting couple of weeks down in New Orleans, some of which she can talk about and some of which she can't.
What happens in New Orleans stays in New Orleans.
New Orleans, yes, indeed.
Right. Yeah. So yesterday was Mother's Day. How did you celebrate Mother's Day, Roberta?
We went to my mother-in-law because we're on the death watch for Tom's stepfather for the last 7 months.
Uplifting Mother's Day.
Yes, but no, it was good. It was good. We went there, and really that was it. Then we just went home.
Richie, you went to your mother's for you were complaining about how long the drive was.
My brother just moved into a new house up in God's country, and it took me forever and a day to get there from my little abode in Fairfax over to Maryland.
Yeah,
and my mom was there, and my sister-in-laws, and my brothers, and kids, and the whole thing. We had fun. We had a good time. My brother's got a lot of land, and he's got a four-wheeler, so I took my kids out on the ride, and got basketball, and played football, and blah, blah, blah.
All that stuff. Yeah. Kenny, what'd you do for Mother's Day?
Took Lisa out, just the two of us, for brunch. And unbeknownst to her, while we were gone, the kids cleaned the house.
Oh.
And then we went to see Iron Man, and then we went out for Chinese.
I went to see Iron Man, too. It wasn't at all what I expected. What did you think of it?
I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not what I thought. We were going to see The Great Gatsby, but there
sold
were no tickets.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I know. What a genius move to release that movie on Mother's Day, because every mother went to go see that movie.
Every mother wanted to see Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
I heard it's a real dog.
I did, too.
Just out of curiosity, walking into the Iron Man movie, what did you expect if you said it wasn't what you expected?
When I saw the the trailers, it looked
creepy
like there were
creatures.
Yeah, exactly.
Scary things.
Yep. That's exactly right. How'd you know?
Yeah, because I knew you.
There were a lot of what it looked like in the trailers. There were a lot of these, the Iron Man types of Transformer characters, and I don't much like those Transformer movies. Mm-hmm. But Meredith said, "Okay, well, we can't get into Gatsby. Let's go over there." And I said, "Okay, let's go."
So your girlfriend dragged you into the scary movie.
I mean, it's got love and everything.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, speaking of that, Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's adorable.
Is very good in this, but she's got to be eccentric as all get out. Or what is this whole thing, the mania to criticize her? There's a story today.
Because she's perfect.
She's perfect, yeah.
Is she really?
That's what people think, is that she's
she
perfect.
She has some line of, it's not clothing.
No, I think she has clothing. But
she has a very
food.
Famous blog called Goop.
Yeah, is that? Yeah, thank you. That's
And on Goop, it's like a weekly thing, and she talks about travel and food and healthy eating and, beauty supplements, stuff she likes. But I think people maybe think that she's got it all. She's got the husband, the two kids.
She's married to Chris Martin, the guy from Coldplay, right?
She doesn't let her kids eat sugar, and so people get, all upset that her kids aren't eating sugar. But, she released a cookbook just recently about different types of sweets that she allows her kids to have that don't have traditionally refined sugar. And I'm like making ice cream out of frozen bananas and, blah, blah, blah. But I think that's what it is. I think because she's pretty and she's thin and she's got the husband and the kids and everything, there's just this take that she's got it all. And I think people get jealous of that. They like to look at train wrecks like Lindsay Lohan's instead of successful examples of women.
Right.
Train wreck is right. All right. Anyway, I wondered about that. But that she's a likable part of the movie.
I think she's likable. I don't know why people hate her.
I love her.
Yeah. So we don't want to join that group.
No.
We'll be on the Like Gwyneth Paltrow page.
I click like on her, yes.
In a moment, we save money for the Apple Store. Amazon has some deals for you. Roberta Fasanelli has the deals as the queen of cheap. In just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like Die Hard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 5/18. Free tire and vehicle of lesser value. Rebate N61. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
She's the queen of jazz. The diva of Tulsa.
Oh, wow. Almost
forgot what this sounded like.
Yeah.
Professor Helling. All right, let's get the update, Roberta.
Let's start with Apple. They've got some great deals going on refurbished iPads and even refurbished Macs.
It's the only way to buy Apple products.
Yeah. It's true. You can save up to 30%. In fact, I bought my Mac Air that way. So they've got a whole new list of stuff there that they've just put up, and some of it's really cool. So you can go check that out at the Apple site, apple.com.
And just to let everybody know, refurb means, let's say you get an iPad and you drop it and you break the screen.
Right.
Yeah. You send it back to them. They replace the screen. They go through the actual computer, make sure it's like brand new, and then resell it for half the price.
Right. And you also get the full warranty on it.
Yep.
You can get Apple Care with it, too. So this
the
is just
only
like
way
find a brand new Apple product,
yep.
except
right.
that you save money on it. And Apple never discounts except for stuff
yep.
like that. Now, if you're going to be taking a trip with the kids this summer, you can get a Munchkin backseat car organizer. That's that thing that goes over the backseat and you stuff stuff in it so it doesn't rattle around on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got them for only $8.49.
It's also good if you have a short husband, too, I think.
This is true. You can stick him in there, too. If you wear contact lenses, you can get a free one-month trial, or if you don't, you just want to try them. We tell you how at DougStefan.com. Seattle's Best Coffee is going to give you a free Caramel Candy Latte now through May 21st at participating stores. And if you're doing some spring cleaning or moving, like I might be, you can get cash for your old books. And we tell you exactly how you can sell your books and make some moolah with them, all at DougStefan.com at the Queen of Cheap.
You're moving again?
Just maybe just nod.
21 after.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Springsteen, the boss, married Julianne Phillips, Lake Oswego, Oregon. This date, 1985, May 13th, 1985.
That was Roberta. His hot wife.
This song was number one when they went their separate ways in 1989.
Yeah, that didn't last long.
No, not at all.
And then he remarried in June of 1991, this time to a member of the E Street Band. Patty, it's Schialfa is how it's pronounced.
Patty Schialfa. Yep.
I remember going with you to see the boss that one night. Where were we? Was it Boston or New York?
It was in Boston. Yeah, it was Boston. Yeah. Yep.
And how skinny she is.
She still is.
It's really skinny. Anyway, Springsteen, she needs a cheeseburger, right, okay. And at the time he married her, this song was on the top of the charts. 11 songs, by the way, have been number one for the boss. This is one of them, Dancing in the Dark. Crank it up, Richie!
You could do this with any Springsteen song, or high point or any event in Bruce Springsteen's life, you could always kind of attach it to a hit.
Yeah.
So when Bruce Springsteen had his first colonoscopy,
Thunder Road.
Nice.
Thunder Road, good.
When he had his first colonoscopy. Okay. Doug, I know how to get Roberta Lola.
I know you do, Rico. Why not? Ross is always, it's always fun to hear a Bruce Springsteen, and no matter what, the song. It's always fun for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, there are certain concerts you go to, the Elton Johns, the Billy Joels, the Bruce Springsteens, the Tom Petty's, where they, everybody out in the audience knows every single word to every single song.
Yeah. This is one of them.
It's so much fun.
By the way,
Badlands is great.
At the Red Sox game yesterday.
Did you sing Sweet Caroline?
Sweet Caroline.
Did you sing it like Rich and I taught you?
It was amazing. I was just thinking, we were both talking, Meredith said, I wonder what it was like here, actually, that day that he was out on the field.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do the so good, so good?
Yeah,
so
did all that stuff.
Good, you did it the right way. Yeah, proud of you.
Yep. It's the 26th happy hour.
You have fun.
I actually did have fun at the game yesterday. We
nothing like a baseball game.
Bad food, overpriced stuff.
And Fenway is pretty much, people are going to kill me, Fenway is pretty much of a dump.
Oh, Fenway.
I was sitting next to a guy.
It's a national historical landmark.
That's exactly right. And they'll
an
never,
dump.
The guy who was with me from, next to us from San Diego, I was talking about, he'd never been to Boston before. He went to see the Red Sox and the Yankees in two different stadiums, and he was looking around at the stadium. And I could tell in his mind, because they got a new stadium in San Diego.
I was going to say, he's spoiled, because that San Diego stadium is like beautifully clean and wonderful.
They have tried three or four times in the last 14, 15 years to float What would have, just to float the idea of replacing Fenway Park?
Couldn't do it.
And it's unbelievable.
Right. You have to rebuild it.
No,
I don't want it rebuilt.
I mean, the people just, here won't stand for it.
You just update it. That's all they're
going to
do.
That's what
they did
with
Dodger Stadium, and it actually is much nicer this year.
Yeah. Anyway.
Or rebuild it like they did with Yankee Stadium. And the new Yankee Stadium, you know, from the outside is very similar to the old Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, with Wrigley Field and with Fenway, you're not going to do that.
Never going to do it.
They did it with Yankee Stadium, and how much of an icon was that?
It was.
All right, a television report coming up. But Jennifer, is a story about a reality show starring Panda, and we're not talking about Ken Kessler's daughter either. It's a very interesting and exciting concept for a reality show. Plus, we have who's doing late night and
retirement news and renewals additions. And cancellations.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All that coming up. Exciting times here at Fremont High. It's 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dangerous toys. You know, pet shops are crammed with doggy toys, kitty toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check any toy over very carefully before purchase, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog or cat chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part of it or all of it? If she can or might be able to, then just don't buy the toy. In fact, as you get to know each other better, you and your dog or dogs will soon learn to make your own toys and games. And with patience, you should also be able to teach your dog some simple tricks. Most dogs get a great kick out of pleasing their owners in this way, but you should always encourage your pet with rewards. Lots of hugs and kisses, cuddles to motivate her to repeat the game or the trick you're teaching her. Now, I know you go to the pet store. I know the toys look fabulous there. I take each toy down, and I squeeze it, and I look at it, and I make sure that my pets can't get any damage on it. And if they can, it just stays on the shelf. Also, I'm kind of a firm believer in buying products made in the USA. I'll more next. The other day, a longtime customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-HUGS.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Experience quotient, your EQ, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. Jennifer's going to update our television report with some of the shows that have been canceled and the new host for late night. Not that there's any surprise, that's been floating around for a while. But first, let's get to an item that has been at the forefront of conversation now for a week or so. Those of you familiar with the issue of 3D printing machines, making plastic guns. Ever the publicity hound, Senator Chuck Schumer, one of Roberta's two senators, never seen a television camera that he didn't like.
Love him.
Yeah, wants to be in front of everything. He made some statements which would suggest he doesn't have any idea what this these machines, he referred to them as stomach-churning 3D plastic guns. You've seen the movie In the Line of Fire, where John Malkovich labors at making a gun out of plastic and wood, so it gets through metal detectors and he could assassinate the president. Senator Schumer went on to say, "That was only a movie. It's become a reality. We're facing a situation where anyone, a felon, a terrorist, can open a gun factory in their garage. The weapons they make will be undetectable. It's stomach-churning."
Is it really?
What about what is the real issue here? I've heard, I'm asking for clarification because I don't know. I've heard that these guns melt after you use them once. I suppose we could say, well,
they only fire a couple of shots.
Yes.
And that's it. But then they could do the damage that everybody's worried about.
Seeing a story here on Forbes.com where somebody has already printed one of these things and smuggled it aboard an airplane.
Oh, they've smuggled it on a plane. I didn't see that. Really? And then what? They just did it to try it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So what else can you use 3D printing for? We've heard I think Jay Leno said he's got one of them in his garage.
Jay Leno has them in his garage, yep.
Yeah. Does anybody even understand how this works? Really?
Well, yeah, you put in a blueprint, and it prints out the pieces.
Yeah,
and
but
you
what
put
is it?
Together.
It doesn't print.
It does it in layers.
It's
got to
be metal. It has to be metal. If he's using it in his garage, Jay Leno's using it to fix his cars, it has to be printing metal.
It depends on what you put in a printer cartridge.
You put liquid plastic or something in it?
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah. There's talk of even putting food particles,
right.
Breaking down food
so
particles
food.
Into these things so that they can make food.
Make
with
oh,
them.
My goodness.
So, but, wow. You know, I couldn't even get the concept in my head when I first heard about it. So then I went, you know, go to YouTube and you watch how it works and you're like, this is amazing. So it just, it's just layers. I mean, it's just, you know how, Doug?
Yes.
When you go to Dr. Ken's 3D imaging machine of your brain and your heart.
Yes. Yep.
And how it takes pictures and slices.
Yep.
And then reassembles
yep.
the picture.
Right.
It's the same
thing. That's
what
MRIs do.
So it basically builds the object, the 3D object, by printing it in slices.
Wow.
Until it's got the full object there.
Mm. Really?
It's an amazing... I'm telling you, in 10 years, I'm going to walk into my kitchen and say, I need a new fork.
Right.
And it's going to print me out a new fork.
Mm. All right, so let's as long as we're on the high-tech side of things this morning, you'll be happy to know that Taco Bell has brought you something very ingenious.
Okay, Taco Bell.
A fourth meal. They want to, this new idea is technologically based. They have a new waffle machine that makes a taco.
Wow.
The waffle.
It's a taco waffle.
A taco waffle.
Takes the place of a tortilla.
Or a waffle waffle.
Or a Dorito shell filled with sausage and scrambled eggs.
Hmm.
Packet of syrup comes with this savory. Well, they want tacos for breakfast.
Taco Bell's trying to get into the breakfast business.
They are getting into the breakfast business. And you know what I can't stand? And you guys have to chime in on this because this could be the top issue of the day.
Really?
Do you guys mix your waffles with your eggs and your sausage?
No.
Or do you need a separate plate? Because I always need a separate plate.
On all that sticky
syrup. I don't
want
them to touch.
Yeah. No. I don't either. I don't want them to be next to each other. Roberta?
I don't eat eggs and sausage for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Like never in your life. You've never had a waffle with eggs?
You don't eat eggs?
So obviously
no,
not been with
no,
me
not
on a
for
trip
breakfast.
To waffle.
Ever in your life, you've never had a waffle on eggs?
Yes.
No, waffle and eggs, no. I've never had them together in one meal for breakfast, no.
Oh my gosh.
Never had them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't eat breakfast sausage.
Our poll today.
Never mind. I don't want to play with you anymore.
Are you ready to try a waffle
I'm a food snob,
taco? A, yes, it sounds delicious. B, maybe, but first I want to know what's in it. C, if you want to know what's in it, you'll never eat it. C, I'll wait until after it's passed the testing stage. D, no, that sounds awful.
You know,
I think that's where I'm going.
Just a little hint, any time you go to any kind of fast food restaurant or buffet and they have scrambled eggs,
stay away.
Those are reconstituted
they're powdered
eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
So how are these taco
waffles.
Shells
they're
any different than
eggs.
The waffle cones that you get in an ice cream?
Softer, that's probably the only difference. Yeah, you're probably right, Richie. Same stuff.
You know what I don't understand is how somebody goes to Taco Bell and eats tacos at a drive-thru. How do you drive and eat those things?
That's why there's a lot of accidents, sir.
Yeah.
Well, you can buy salads, too. The same thing could be said if you bought a salad at McDonald's or wherever you go drive-thru. How do you eat it? You have to take it home.
Yeah.
All right, speaking
of your Taco Bell, it needs to be a burrito.
Speaking of accidents... Texting while driving has now replaced drunk driving as the number one cause of teenage deaths.
Wow.
There's a study that was done.
Raise the texting age to 21 the way they did with
well,
the
drinking age? Well, I'm figuring Bloomberg's going to. This is a study done by the Children's Medical Center in New York. Finds more than 300,000 teens are injured. 3,000 die every year as a result of sending text messages whilst behind the wheel. It's illegal to do that. Doesn't make any difference. Still, people are doing it. That's a lot of people. And by the way, the comparison, 282,000 injured, 2,700 teenagers killed as a result of drunk driving. So now texting has replaced drunk driving as the number one reason that teenagers are killed. So how do you supervise that, mom and dad? How do you deal with that stat? How do you deal with that issue? How do you tell your children other than just say, sorry, you can't? I so totally disapprove of teenagers having their own cars. But those of you who think it's very cool to supply your child with a car, and then you're going to give him something that you're basically sowing the seeds of his own death. what you're doing.
Somebody
you're encouraging him to kill himself.
Somebody sent me a phone. It's this Pantech Discover smartphone.
Yeah.
And they want me to try out this new app that they have, apparently through AT&T. It's called the Drive Mode app.
Mm-hmm.
And what it basically does, it's an anti-texting app.
Anti-texting.
So it knows when you're driving, or I guess you tell it when you're driving, and basically any incoming texts are ignored and giving an auto response. Can't respond right now on the road. Get back to you in 10 minutes or whatever one of these auto responses is. And I've got it in my office, so I want to try it and see how it works. But I mean, it seems to me like this is the answer to this stuff, is when I'm on the road, just get rid of it. But see, people then check their Facebook and they check their email.
Yeah, because we all have ADD now that that we're addicted to technology. Like, you get bored driving a car. Like, you don't think about it. You just need to start looking at other things. The radio, your phone, your passenger next to you, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty dull state of affairs, but yet one that's very compelling to understand. Again, you're enabling your child, if he or she both has a smartphone device and a car, you are, if those statistics, 300,000.
Whoa. What do you mean you're enabling your child?
You give a car
when you're on the road. You're on the phone all the time.
Oh, that doesn't, but I know what I'm doing. Kids don't.
Oh, but you know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is smart.
Do you have a test for that? Do you have your documentation, sir?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Yes, but you know what you're doing.
But, so when does this become open season on me? Because I said something that is accurate.
My point is that everybody is distracted by these devices we all carry on our hip.
Have I been involved in an accident?
Not yet.
Thank you. Thanks very much for the support. All right.
Killed a few chickens, though, I believe, on the farm with your car.
Yep. You have a lot of
chickens, rabbits.
Yep. I've run over geese.
Kittens?
No, I've never run over a cat.
A kitten?
No.
I remember when I worked on my relatives' farms out in Utah, there was always squished kittens around.
Thanks for that visualization. Roberta, can I move on now? Let's get to how to clean up your teeth.
Kittens!
Squished chickens.
How is this going to work? Is this going to work or not going to work? I'm thinking I may be in a losing. Shall I try it anyway?
We are not going to let you get through this without having a little fun. You can give it your best shot.
Power swabs proven to be safe and effective. Why is that? Because power swabs works on your teeth, cleaning them up in 5 minutes. There's nothing else that's as quick, nor as good, nor as safe as power swabs. Dr. Martin Ginniger, who has shared this device, and it really is. It's kind of they're tubes, and there's a little bit of a toothpaste you can use, a mouthwash all together. The device comes in the little tube. You click the top off, and you take out a swab, and you put it on your teeth, and it whitens them. You use two different sorts of things on your teeth over a 2-minute period of time, and in 5 minutes you'll see the difference, you'll feel the difference, and you'll know that you're on your way toward a powerful smile, which is what you would like to have. Powerful smiles. Those beautiful teeth of yours as you smile for the cameras. That's what you're going to be very pleased with the results. I know you are. That's why using Doug Steffen, when you call 800-867-4089, will net you 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, a tooth detergent which is made from an all-natural composite of things that come from coconut oil. 6 shades whiter in 7 days. No bleach, no sand, nothing that'll be uncomfortable, just really cool stuff that will feel and look so much better. Power Swabs. Call 800-867-4089 and use my name, Doug Steffen, and you get... you get 50% off the retail price. 800-867-4089 for power swabs.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
How about some music?
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
All right, let's get to our television report to find out who's going to make it and who's going to be broken. The make it or break it.
Make it or break it hour.
Yeah.
All right. Well, leading things off in the kind of breaking it. Well, we'll make it for a while till we break it. Barbara Walters is going to go on The View today and announce her retirement. She's been on the air for decades, 37 years actually, with ABC News. She's going to.
So she's been on and she's been around for 50
exactly. Years. Yeah. No, she's going to retire from journalism next summer, so she's got another year ahead.
A lot of
ahead.
People say she retired from journalism years ago.
Very true. But she will announce that today, that she officially retires next summer.
Why?
I don't know, but at late night, we have a new late night host, Dougie. No. It's Seth Meyers, who we've been speculating would be taking over.
We have been?
Yes, we have. I have been speculating that
been
he would be taking over for Jimmy Fallon. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys can hear it, but Lorne Michaels, I can hear him laughing all the way from his home because he now controls three late night shows over at NBC. That's a pretty big deal. All right, let's talk about renewals and cancellations. We'll start with the good news. Renewals include this season Grey's Anatomy will be back in the fall, Castle, Modern Family, Once Upon a Time, Revenge, Scandal, Suburgatory, Nashville, Community, The Middle, and Celebrity Apprentice. Now, canceled series include everything at NBC, pretty much.
Really?
CSI New York, Vegas, these are all on CBS. Rules of
Vegas is about canceled? That's a good show.
Golden Boy, Southland at TNT, Happy Endings at ABC Rock Center with Brian Williams, Go On, The New Normal, Whitney, Guys with Kids, 1600 Penn, Smash, Body of Proof, Red Widow, Malibu Country, and Burn Notice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rock Center with Brian Williams.
Done. Yeah, working them.
Yeah, but that show, that the Lit Vegas show is a good show.
It was a good show.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ken Kronos joins us now here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with some important news on various things medically that may be a problem, something you're focusing on, something you'd like to know a little more about. For example, more this week on prostate cancer treatment and how you can have the treatment guided better, Ken.
This is out of the American Urologic Association meeting this week in San Diego and last week. And this is a real breakthrough, Doug, because prostate cancer, as common as it is, most of them don't grow quickly enough to threaten a man's life, but some do prove to be fatal, and there's no reliable way up until now to tell which ones need treatment. The treatments involve surgery, radiation, and hormone blockers, and they can cause impotence or incontinence. Most men don't need these treatments because the prostate cancer grows so slowly, but most men are afraid to avoid them. The breakthrough this week is that there's now a new genetic test that adds to another one that was recently announced that will allow us to determine through a blood test who has the fast, aggressive growing prostate cancers and needs aggressive treatment, and those who we can do nothing but watchful waiting because it won't grow quick enough to actually affect your health.
I have a friend. He and I have been friends for 35 years. He's about 8 years older than I am. His father died of prostate cancer when he was 73. He's 74. Now, and he's absolutely miserable. He's had the prostate problem has grown, and he's had several operations this past winter. He's been on heavy medication. He's done all the things that money can buy, and he still can't slow this down. I'm fearful that it will be his demise. If you're eating right and you take care and you're aware of what's in your body, this kind of a cancer should never be your undoing.
Well, there's another important bit of news about your sleep can affect this. This is out of Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. We know that women with sleep disruption consistently report increased risk of breast cancer. We reported recently that baldness is a risk factor for men, early baldness. But the news this week, Doug, is that sleep problems such as difficulty falling asleep and staying asleep double the risk of prostate cancer in men.
Okay, let's talk about Chris Christi. A lot of discussion this week about that lap band surgery, what it means to others who may want to try it, the alternatives, the options for men and women who are heavy. How does this work out?
Lap band surgery, it's among the least invasive forms of gastric band surgery. The procedure is performed laparoscopically, meaning the surgeon makes a few small incisions in the abdomen, then uses long, thin surgical instruments to encircle the stomach with a silicone and titanium band. It's one of the choices. There's gastric bypass, there's gastric sleeve, which are more invasive. We'll talk more about this over the weekend. But the governors probably chose lap band because it restricts food intake without making any surgical alterations in the digestive tract. The lap band really has the fewest complications and is the least invasive, but about 5% of the time the band can slip out of place or erode from exposure to stomach acid. One of the disadvantages of the lap band is that it requires multiple follow-up surgical visits. The band needs to gradually be tightened in a series of adjustments as the patient learns to eat smaller portions and chew more slowly. But most importantly, also, the weight loss is much slower with lap band compared to gastric bypass and gastric sleeve surgery. Most lap band patients lose about 1 to 2 pounds a week, and it can take 2 or more years to reach a healthy weight. And I think he's just getting buffed for 2016.
Now, the other thing is maybe he's being conscious about what could happen to his heart if he has all of this stuff around it, because it can't be good for the heart, anything around the heart cavity. You're the cardiologist. Speaking of that, the leading cause of death in our country is heart disease. Dr. Ken has an important notice, if you will, and an opportunity from that to help you help yourself if this may be a problem for you.
I want to talk to you about safely managing your cholesterol levels. One of the factors in your risk of developing heart disease is the cholesterol. And as a cardiologist, Doug, I'm always looking for safe, effective ways to help my patients lower their cholesterol. And I found that one of the best products around is this all-natural Cardiol, because Cardiol is imported from Italy. It's subjected to stricter quality control than many supplements made in America. The results are a more potent product, free of contaminants. My patients had great success lowering their cholesterol using Cardiol, with many seeing results in as little as 30 days.
You can get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol by visiting cardiol.net/Ken or calling 888-809-6424. You'll pay shipping and handling. That's it. A free 30-day supply of Cardiol. www.cardiol.net/Ken. Ask for the Dr. Ken free trial or call them at 888-809-6424. There is no excuse for letting high cholesterol risk your future. Cardiol.net/Ken or 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day trial of Cardiol.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues, with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?